We will get right on the telephone with Sergeant Sunshine and you, and if you have any questions to ask about police departments and marijuana, the involvement of the hip scene, what he might think about the Haight-Ashbury, having been a police officer in the area and then joining, basically, the movement, give us some calls. 836-4566, Oakland and the East Bay.
Let's go now to the KNAW newsroom.
Wisconsin Governor Warren Knowles today ordered the National Guard onto the University of Wisconsin campus to restore order. Student strikers at the University of Wisconsin carrying disruptive tactics into a fourth day halted campus traffic, routed persons from buildings, and barred others from going about their business. The strikers played cat and mouse with several hundred police who moved from trouble spot today, opening corridors for those students who wanted to return to classes. The new turmoil on the Wisconsin campus at Madison erupted after a rally of the student union today by a crowd that overflowed the auditorium. The dissidents, trying to whip up sentiment for a full-fledged strike by the university's 33,000 students, stopped campus buses and sealed entrances to buildings in the central campus section. Police clubs flew briefly today in a flare-up in front of the social science building as about 30 policemen helped non-strikers through a tight picket line. Dozens of students were caught in a squeeze and pushed over a 5-foot embankment. National Guard troops are on the way to Madison, Wisconsin, and the University of Wisconsin. This is Don Chamberlain, KNEW News. Back now to two-way radio and Robin King.
Thanks very much. And it's 5 1/2 minutes past 2 o'clock. We have a line open in Oakland. The number is 836-4566. Hello, you're on KNEW.
Oh, yes, hello. I'd like to talk to Mr. Rufano about the gun.
Oh, yes. How are you?
Yes, right. I think it was a big waste melting all the guns. I think they should have been used for further resources in San Francisco. Or I think it was a big waste of time melting all the guns when it took long hours to make them and they were precision made. And all you did was melt them down and make them into some phony statue. I don't think that was correct. I think the guns should have been used for other purposes.
What would you use them for?
I think I would have given the guns to people in San Francisco and let them go out to state and help the police, because the police aren't doing a very good job out there. They should have had the riots controlled by now. And I think they should have, the citizens of San Francisco should form a militia and go out there and help the police fight those stupid hippies. They should knock their heads in. It's what they should do to those stupid hippies out there. They don't know what they're doing. They're just causing a bunch of bull.